CAL FIRE's Humboldt Del Norte unit is assisting in other incidents across the state, including in Sonoma, Shasta, and Los Angeles counties. And with local resources out of the area, they are encouraging local residents to be vigilant in preventing new starts. CAL FIRE Battalion Chief Jeremy Ward shared this update with our newsroom earlier this Monday.
So over the last several days, we have seen an increase in activity statewide as far as fire activity. And with that, a lot of it hasn't really been major local incidents, but we have sent a lot of equipment out of the area to other CAL FIRE units to assist with vegetation fires.
Across the state, CAL FIRE is responding to 18 active wildland fires. The largest, the Post Fire, burning in Los Angeles and Ventura counties, now over 15,000 acres in size. Evacuation orders are in place for areas west of Interstate 5 between Pyramid Lake and Gorman, including the Hungry Valley State Vehicular Recreation Area. Closer to home, the second largest incident in the state, the Point Fire, burning to the west of Highway 101 and Dry Creek Road in Healdsburg within Sonoma County. As of 4 p.m. this Monday afternoon, the fire has consumed 1,200 acres near Stewart's Point Skaggs Spring Road, triggering evacuation orders and warnings in that region.
We had already sent some equipment out to cover other stations and CAL FIRE units behind those resources that have been assigned to some of those fires in other areas. Since then, some of that equipment has moved from one area or another where they were covering those geographic locations to actually working on the fires. We do have some equipment on the Point Fire down in Sonoma County, and I believe we have some at the Hidden Fire that's in Shasta County. And we even have some what we would call overhead personnel who are down in Los Angeles County on the Post Fire, as a CAL FIRE incident management team has been assigned to assist with that major incident.
With local CAL FIRE crews responding to out-of-area fires, volunteer departments have stepped up to staff engines.
So a lot of movement as far as resources, and with that, we've also looked at beefing up some of our local resources by calling in for assistance from local government agencies. I think right now we have a Bryceland Fire is helping cover one of our stations, as is Rio Del. And I think we're still looking at trying to get a little bit more coverage up in the north as well.
Battalion Chief Ward noted that those areas seeing larger wildland activity may be drier than the north coast, but cautioned that conditions are rapidly changing.
Yes, especially there's other areas of the state that are under red flag warnings right now, and I believe a lot of that red flag warning extends through till tomorrow morning. And that was for some gusty winds and low humidities, which, you know, we know that's a major contributor to wildfire when those conditions arise. But we have noticed that it's also been windy in a lot of places in the county around here lately, too. So wind is the single biggest influencing factor on fire behavior, on that wildland fire behavior. So with that, you know, we always want to remind people to please be careful in their outdoor activities. Make sure your vehicles are maintained. If you are still doing any debris burning, this is like vegetative debris piles, making sure that you're following the terms of your permit and that you're staying in attendance and you have got clearance around your piles. Because right now that has still been the biggest leading cause of vegetation fires in our unit so far this summer. And that's where people are not maintaining their pile burning. They're not staying in attendance, and we've had a number of those fires escape. We would like to prevent any further of those incidents.
While burn piles are still allowed within the Humboldt, Del Norte, and Mendocino units of CAL FIRE, the hotter and drier conditions in the region have prompted CAL FIRE's Shasta Trinity unit to suspend all burn permits for outdoor residential burning, starting today, Monday, June 17th.
We've worked with the Shasta Trinity CAL FIRE unit and implemented that burn suspension at the same time. Again, that's for those portions of Trinity County that fall under CAL FIRE Humboldt Del Norte unit's responsibility. But basically, Western Trinity County is fallen along with the rest of Trinity County, and the burning is suspended there.
Our region's peak fire season tends to be in the fall. However, the battalion chief stated we could see an early beginning.
It's the time of the year where we're still expecting fire activity to start to pick up over the next several months. The long range forecasts, you know, they're still iffy, and again, they're just forecasts. So I believe there's pretty equal chances of us getting, you know, an earlier fall to winter as there was to, you know, having a drier later fall and winter. Again, just like I said, since it's been such a big factor for those people who are doing their pile burning, please make sure that you stay in attendance and make sure that you clear around those piles and do not burn when windy. Those are all the things that lead to those debris pile escapes. It hasn't been a problem with the folks who are doing the prescribed burning. You know, those are generally very well organized and very well staffed. The issues arise when people go to burn their piles and, like I said, leave them unstaffed by not staying in attendance.
CAL FIRE's Mendocino unit was also busy this afternoon responding to an incident on Branscombe Road near Mendocino Magic Campground. Laytonville Fire also assisted, and its retired chief and acting public information officer shared this overview.
Sue Carberry, I'm the retired chief of Laytonville Fire Department. This afternoon about 2:30, we had a report of smoke out in what we call the Winchester Flats area, which is about 4 miles from town on Branscombe Road. Gray, whitish smoke, nothing was going on in the area that we knew of. CAL FIRE started a full wildland dispatch. It was an air show to begin with because it's very rough terrain, overgrown area, a lot of old hoop houses and nobody in the area at all. They dropped retardant and water from the air and then guided the crews into the fire. Last report, it was about 1 to 2 acres, slow rate of spread, and no threat to any structures. And they're in the mop-up stage now, and hopefully it'll stay that way.
Chief Carberry also cautioned all Mendocino residents to be vigilant as fire season is picking up across the state.
Yeah, it seems to have started pretty quick this spring, this summer. I guess it is summer. And a lot of fuel, a lot of grasses, tall grasses on the ground. And it was very windy out there, and that never helped. So I think, as always, Lauren, we're just preparing to, as happened this afternoon, a neighbor saw it, knew it wasn't right, and called it in. And that's what keeps the fire small.
The National Weather Service in Eureka issued a red flag warning for the southern portion of their forecast region. And KMUD News followed up with a meteorologist for an update.
Okay, my name is Josh Wood. I'm a meteorologist. The biggest thing going on that we've had is a little bit of fire weather down south in Lake County. We have a red flag warning out that will go till this evening, and it's on schedule to expire. And that would be from the gusty winds they've had down there and the low relative humidity values with these winds coming down Sacramento Valley and accelerating and coming into that to the higher terrain there for the north and northeast setup. But that setup is winding down. We have a weak trough coming through that's not going to give any precipitation for us, maybe farther north, maybe some increasing mid to high level clouds. But beyond that, we'll be entering a little warming trend all the way through late in the week and into the weekend. Not expecting anything too impactful with that by that. But by Friday and Saturday, there'll be some, in the warmest valleys, there'll be some upper 90s and some low 100s probably through Friday and Saturday. And we got some pretty gusty wind today, and this will be probably the windiest day. And even that will be starting to wind down as the northerlies kind of shift a little farther west over the waters and not as impacted the coast as much. The flow will turn more westerly, northwest, and allow some of that moisture marine air to move on inland and lower some of those, I mean, raise some of those relative humidity values to ease the fire threat right now. There's just been some small incidents down there, some grass fires that have been quickly put out, but the bigger grass fire is still remaining down in Sonoma County.
In conclusion, we asked if the National Weather Service had any models to predict this year's fire season.
Well, we monitor the fuels. We have some metrics for fuel moisture, energy release components, and fuel moisture, and those are still running up there higher than usual for this time of year for the live fuels with the trees, and so that's getting there, but it's just the grasses inland. We've just now expanded our areas to where what we consider could be red flag warnings, where we put out when fire risk is higher for when the combination of relative humidity and wind is correct. And that area has been expanded through our area. So it's getting there, but it's still those late season rains that came through have still got it pretty wet.
For an up-to-the-minute weather forecast, you can visit weather.gov/EKA. and to see a map of all of the wildland fires across the state and how to prepare your home and family, you can visit fire.ca.gov. In addition, KMUD News would like to remind our listeners to visit their county's website and sign up for emergency alerts.